the House of Representatives is getting ready to vote on a war powers resolution, and a Democrat from Wisconsin says the White House has no answers as to what comes next in Iran. It's Thursday, March 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Department of Natural Resources approves a major land purchase, and some legal advocates say they're worried about a bill at the state capitol that would let Wisconsin courts use AI interpreters. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust. Conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan says he plans to support a war powers resolution up for a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives today. The vote comes less than a week after President Donald Trump decided to attack targets in Iran. Pocan says the nation's founders intended for Congress to decide whether the U.S. goes to war. Speaking on WPR's Wisconsin Today, the Democrat from the town of Vermont says Trump's administration has not given clear answers on why the U.S. got involved in Iran.
Look, they're all over the place, just like the president's comments have been on this. And, you know, what we don't need is the Keystone Cops running this. And right now, that's what it appears is happening.
Pocan says he thinks the war is an attempt by Trump to shift the focus from other issues. But he says the president failed to make the case to the public. One of the largest remaining blocks of private land within Wisconsin's most popular state park will be transferred to the state. As Danielle Kading reports, the Natural Resources Board approved purchasing the land with funds from Wisconsin's Embattled Land Acquisition Program.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is buying 100 acres for Devil's Lake State Park and the Ice Age Trail. The money comes from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. Clint Miller is with the nonprofit Conservation Fund, which bought the land last year.
I think this project demonstrates the value of having a dedicated funding source for conservation.
The program is set to expire in June. The state Senate hasn't taken up GOP bills that would reduce its funding and add more legislative oversight. Democrats have criticized the bills. In 2024, Republicans lost a legal battle with Democratic Governor Tony Evers over lawmakers blocking funds for conservation projects. Evers has urged legislators to pass bipartisan legislation to keep the stewardship program going. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A federal law banning intoxicating hemp products goes into effect this November, and some Wisconsin hemp growers and sellers are already bracing to go out of business. Recreational and medical marijuana are both illegal in Wisconsin, but some stores and farms distributing THC and CBD products from hemp have been allowed under certain limits. The new federal law changes that. Luke Height owns Wisconsin Hemp Flower. He's been growing hemp on a former dairy farm near Eau Claire since the state legalized it in 2017. Now Height is planting less as he prepares to stop selling CBD this November. He worries that because his mostly THC-free products are so close to the new legal limit, his customers will not want to take the risk by buying.
This is a 100% disaster for hemp farmers across the country. There is no other way to look at it. We are going out of business.
Governor Tony Evers says the law will impact $700 million in production and 3,500 jobs across the state. A former member of the Green Bay City Council is suing both the city and its mayor, claiming his constitutional rights were violated by the city's use of audio recording devices in City Hall several years ago. In 2023, then-Alder Chris Weary raised concerns about the city's installation of recording devices in City Hall without notifying the public or City Council. That year, Green Bay and Mayor Eric Genrich faced a lawsuit from the State Senate and several others related to the issue. At the time, the city said it installed recording devices in 3 security cameras starting in 2021 in response to security concerns. The city settled that suit in 2024, and the City Council voted months earlier to destroy the recordings and remove the audio devices. This week, Weary filed a new lawsuit against the city and Genrich. He says his private conversations were picked up by the recordings. He's seeking damages. Coming up, we'll hear more about a bill that could help local governments cut back on costs while alleviating a court interpreter shortage. Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
And finally, legal advocates are raising alarms about a bill that would allow Wisconsin courts to use AI-assisted interpreters. Sarah Lear has the details.
Republican sponsors say artificial intelligence could help local governments cut back on costs while alleviating a court interpreter shortage. But groups including the ACLU and the state's Bar Association are pushing back. They say AI interpretation could lead to costly mistakes while risking the rights of victims and people accused of crimes. American Sign Language interpreter Karen Nguyen told lawmakers that AI often misses context, and it translates idioms in a literal way.
Everyone in this room probably knows the difference between a booty call and a butt dial.
Some lawmakers laughed, but she said when AI makes silly mistakes, it can be serious in a high-stakes legal context. The bill already cleared Wisconsin's GOP-controlled assembly. The Senate could vote on it later this month. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And let's get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Cloudy and foggy to start this Thursday. A dense fog advisory in effect until noon in some parts of Wisconsin. High temperatures eventually getting into the 40s and 50s today with a mix of sunshine and clouds. Good chance that that fog will return overnight with lows down into the 30s. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today is Courtney Everett. Thanks to everyone who chipped in and donated during our winter member drive. The member drive is now over. Hopefully winter is over as well. If you missed your chance but you still want to donate, you can do so at WPR.org. And thank you. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.